Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
the Unity government comes under fire for failing to implement key democratic reforms ahead of the forthcoming elections, with parliament expected to be dissolved midnight Saturday.
Unfortunately, for the past 5 years, the inclusive government has failed to achieve on those save for a constitution which they forcibly impose on the people of Zimbabwe.
Mavambo Kusile Don President Simba Makoni says he will not stand in the presidential race to pave way for one candidate yet to be agreed on by the Grand Coalition for Change.
In that context, I am happy to advise the nation that the National Management Committee of MKD resolved on Tuesday, 25 June 2013, not to present or field a presidential candidate.
In the trial of a Chiriot man charged with allegedly insulting President Robert Mugabe in 2012 fails to kick off.
The Unity government today came under attack from a cross-section of Zimbabweans for its failure to implement key democratic reforms as elections draw nearer. Correspondent Thomas Chiripasi filed this report from Harare.
With the life of the 7th Parliament coming to an end in 2 days and fresh elections beckoning, some Zimbabweans are complaining that the Unity government has failed in its mandate to create conditions for free and fair elections. Freelance journalist Jeffrey Moyo complains that parties in the Unity government spent the last 4 years haggling over the implementation of provisions of the Global Political Agreement but produced no results. Moyo said the little time left before the expiry of the term of the current parliament, midnight Saturday, is the clearest indication that journalists face a tough time ahead due to the absence of media reforms.
I feel that ordinary people and the media at large, particularly journalists, have been taken for a ride with the hopes that media reforms were going to be implemented. It is unfortunate that parliament is coming to an end without those media reforms being implemented. It means that we are now at the middle point of nowhere, especially as we head for elections. It means journalists and ordinary people are also heading for more victimization at elections, which means ZANPF is using the advantage.
Human rights activist David Chidende, who works with the National Constitutional Assembly, says the absence of security sector reforms ahead of this year's elections may see political violence re-emerging ahead of the upcoming polls. Although the two MDC formations have repeatedly called for the realignment of the security sector, ZANU-PF, through Defense Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa, has remained defiant that reforms are a pipe dream of parties they say are scared of elections.
But unfortunately, for the past 5 years, the inclusive government has failed to achieve on those save for a constitution which they forcibly impose on the people of Zimbabwe. But we are saying, as we are going to this election, we see nothing changing, because even if we are going to have those security reforms, ZANU-PF is ZANU-PF and it will remain ZANU-PF. They will continue killing people. They will continue victimizing people. They will continue intimidating people.
At its summit held in the Mozambican capital Maputo on June 15th, the Southern African Development Community urged Harare to take immediate measures to ensure credible polls are held in the country. Prior to the summit, President Robert Mugabe had declared that polls would be held on July 31st, but after representations to the regional leaders by Mr. Mugabe's governing partners, the regional bloc urged Harare to delay the holding of elections by at least 2 weeks, pending the full implementation of reforms agreed by parties in the coalition government. Following the summit, Mr. Mugabe, through Minister Chinamasa, unilaterally sought to extend the poll date to August 14th, without consulting Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and Welshman Ncube, leader of the smaller MDC formation. This prompted counter-applications by both Mr. Tsvangirai and Professor Ncube. The president's absence resulted in the Constitutional Court postponing indefinitely the hearing of 5 cases brought before it. All cases have a bearing on this year's crucial polls. One of Mr. Tsvangirai's lawyers, Selby Wacha, said attorneys representing all opposing parties met Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikaosiku in his chambers and agreed that all the cases will be consolidated into one and will be heard next week Thursday.
The order that was made at the end of those deliberations was that the matters are consolidated for the purposes of hearing, and that subject to documents that the parties will file between tomorrow and Wednesday, the matter will be heard on the 4th of July.
Meanwhile, the nomination court is expected to sit tomorrow to take names of candidates who will contest for presidential, parliamentary and local government seats. Many people now believe that SADC and the African Union have failed to resolve Zimbabwe's political impasse. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.